Welcome, everybody, to another edition of The Good Stuff right here on your local radio station. I know that they're glad you're listening to them, and you might drop them a line or an email, give them a phone call, and let them know you like programs like The Good Stuff.
Okay, Mike, Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota is coming up soon. It is the 101st Days of 76. It's going on in Deadwood, of course, and it runs July 23rd through the 29th. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year, Steer Roping, July 23rd. Rodeo performances, July 26th through the 29th. Parades, Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23 through 29. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And coming up, Home on the Range Championships Ride. The 67th Annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match is Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range, Exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m. The grand entry starts at 12:30, all mountain time, and for more info, go to hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Great store, fabulous antiques, and great seasoned dealers. Well, that's a description of yesterday's antiques downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Kim, what do you have to share today on The Good Stuff?
I've got something about imagination.
All right.
Well, we're going to kick it off with a quote from Albert Einstein. Your imagination is the preview to life's coming attractions. And from that, Jake Lake wrote this. Again, this is from Jake. One thing I've enjoyed about being a grandpa is once again experiencing imagination. So fun to watch them build, construct, create, draw, or whatever else. Yeah, it may not look so wonderful to you, but to them, they have just created something very special, and they can even describe it to you. Legos are great for that. You can build anything with Legos as your imagination just goes wild. Imagination is a good thing. I've invested more hours in Legos than I care to admit. Just spend a good number of hours constructing this 5-foot roller coaster tower with Knex. Seems to me the younger generation have better imaginations. Do you believe Orville and Wilbur were first to fly because they had a hammer, nails, and a free weekend? Think the television was created by accident? Did Bill Gates just stumble upon the software code that has changed the world? Not a chance. Wright brothers created the previews of their first flight in the theater of their minds. Naturally, there were no limitations to their imaginings as they dreamed of flying. Who knows how the dream of television became reality, how it was transformed from a mere visualization into vacuum tubes, knobs, and channels. What went through Bill Gates' mind prior to his early experiments? Surely his first visions were not of a colorful package entitled Windows 2000. Nevertheless, his vivid imagination took us all from the concepts of ones and zeros to today's monumentally complex world of computer software and internet browsers. What about you? What goes on in your mind's eye when no one is looking? What do you see yourself doing in 1, 3, or 5 years? Do you hear a special future beckoning you to create an action thriller from the previews running through your imagination? Is there a stirring inside you that begs to be brought to realization? Oh yeah, sometimes our imaginations can bring on fear. We may imagine all sorts of things that will never become reality. The financial situations one may fuel one's imagination into all sorts of undesired thoughts, like how are we going to stay warm this winter living under an underpass, or protect our hard loaf of bread from others trying to steal it. We need to set those imaginations aside, knowing that God is still in control, and direct our imaginations to positive, constructive thoughts. What if? Could I? Would it fly? So why not grab a donut and a cup of coffee and settle quietly into your favorite chair and let your imagination go. Jake Lake put that together.
Hey, that's a good one, encouraging us all to use our imaginations. And I do really believe that kids have a better imagination than us adults.
Yeah, I think we get too bogged down.
And folks, you've been listening to The Good Stuff.